Chalaf from Alf by the Mishnah. Hanochim ain't him naziris. Even though Chazal remarked that a goy can be neider kribonis, but being accepting about himself naziris, he does not get in on naziris. He doesn't have the serum of a nazir. He doesn't bring the kribonis of a nazir. Fine. Nashim abodim. Yesh naziris. And Abedus Makabal Naziris is effective. Chamer ben Noshim, Yib Avodim. But there is a Chumra by Noshim, Shehu Kaifes Avda, Ben Kaifes Ishtoi. That the Odin is able to force his Aved to drink wine for whatever reason. And that's not true by the wife. Zok the Rosh. We know that a goy is able to bring karbonis of the dorm and the dovas just like a Jew can. In nazir ben nazir, but if he was undertook to be a nazir, ain't a love teres nazir, ain't mekabel menu karbonis nazir. So he does not get a din of a nazir. Therefore, the karbonis are not accepted like rivim to be makar of them. If he asks, is his neder effective and he's also to drink wine and be matam al mesim, we tell him it's mutter. If when he heard about the naziris, he says loshen of hafora, he can be made for the neder. But when he hears about it, just giving her a cup of wine to drink is not a hafora. Whereas by the eved, that would undermine the naziris. Something more. Hanochim ain't lehem naziris, not immediately. So we said that Nochim do not have naziris. How do we know? The Tanur Rabbanan pasuk says by the beginning of the parsha of Nazir, the Rebbe Bnei Yisrael v'martar lehem. So we darshan the Rebbe Bnei Yisrael v'loy loev the kachavim v'martar lehem. The Rabbi says so avodim. So the goy is excluded. So even though they have a din of the Dorim and the Dovis, the Naziris is different. But the extra pasuk of Amar Tolehem to all of them is being marba something. It's being marba avodim. Furthermore, Kasha, Loma Likra, why do we need a pasuk to be marba avodim? Hamarta, Kol Mitzvah She'isha Chayeves Bo, Eved Chayev Bo. So the Eved has the same status in regards to mitzvahs as a woman. So a woman can be a Nazir. So then, automatically, an Eved could be a Nazir. So, why do you need a Pasuk to be Marba that an Eved could be a Nazir? So, Marava, Shani Hachad, Amrakra, Le Esar Isar Al Nafshay, the Pasuk says by the Parsha of Nedorim, that Nedorim are an act of being lesser Isar Al Nafshay, and then by extension, we're going to apply that same idea to Nazir. It says, "Lesari sol nafshoi b'misha nafshe kenu yoloi yotz eved shein nafshe kenu yoloi." So that the whole idea is he has a right to undertake certain things upon himself, but that doesn't apply to an eved because he doesn't really own himself. He doesn't have a right to undertake these things. So therefore, I would say the Bach adds Lavov v'hoyol ve'in nafshe k'nu yoloi emel gabi nazir nami loy. So therefore I would say that an Eved cannot undertake Naziris. Kamash v'lon, the extra pasuk by Naziris to be marba an Eved. We're holding about 10 lines down into the new parak. Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, so that's how we know an Eved is included. Now, the way it stands right now, we should say that the pasuk by Nedorim and Shavuos, an Eved can't do, because that's the pasuk which we said, Lesar Yisrael Nafshay. And by Nazir, there's a Rebbe to be Marba that an Eved could become a Nazir. But by Nedorim and Nedorim, he can't. Regular Nedorim and Shavuos, he can't do. So that's
Pashas, we work backwards and we say that that now that we don't remember by Nozer that it's true, so I make a hekesh from Nozer to other Nadorim and he can undertake other Nadorim as well. Okay. Amar Mar, the real Bnei Yisrael below the Kachavim. So the Pasuk says, even though a Goy can undertake to bring Karbonis, we have a Pasuk which tells me that a Goy can, to be Marba, that a Goy can be Nerjim, Nadorim, and Adabaski Yisrael. But Nazir is not, because over here it says, the real Bnei Yisrael below the Kachavim. So the Gemara, because Hechel, the Ksiv Yisrael, of the Chachavim Loi, is that true that every time it says Yisrael, we automatically exclude a Goy? I, Vaha, Gabi Arochin, Parsha B'chol Kodesh said that the Parsha of Arochin, the Ksiv, at the beginning of the Parsha, it says, that Be'el B'nai Silver Martolihem. B'tan, B'nai Yisom Ma'arichin. So if a person undertakes a din of Erech that applies to Jews, that does not apply to non-Jews, but there's Yachol Lo Yehu Ne'arachin Tamalamer Ish. So maybe the Goy, the person says, I'm Mechaimis, if a Jew says, I'm Mechaimis myself. The Erech, the Parsha of Erech, and a person can undertake Erech Tli, I'm being mechayev to give my Erech, my value to Hektish. The Torah gives a set amount depending on gender and depending on age. He could say Erech Tli, he could also say Erech Plenty. Like Rashi points out in the Parsha, the Torah gives a value for a child up to 5 years old. Now the child obviously didn't undertake the netter, because his netter is not valid. He's under bar mitzvah. So it means another a halachic adult said, I want to give the erech of this child to Hektish. So he has to give. So the erech doesn't have to be his own erech. It can be anybody's erech. So what about we say the erech of a goy? So Reuven the Yid says, I want to give the erech of Bob the goy. So what's the halacha? So we excluded that a goy cannot undertake a rochin. Maybe he should be excluded from being narach, being evaluated. Tamalamer ish, that a goy isn't, that's not true. When it says ish, means any person, including a goy. And the same pasuk that Rabbi Nisim Amar Tolihem ish ki yafli neder. It says ish. So the Rebbe Nisim Amar Tolihem ish rishon ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazal Hashem. It's the same phraseology. The Rebbe Nisim Amar Tolihem ish by erech, and the Rebbe Nisim Amar Tolihem ish by nozir. The exact same phrase. The Rebbe Nisim Amar Tolihem ish o yishon ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazal Hashem. That's the by the Rebbe Nisim Amar Tolihem more. The pasuk aleph, right? Pasuk beis. The bear b'nei silver martolihem ish or yishok yafli linder neder nozir lahazir l'ashem. That's the pasuk by nozir. So the bear b'nei silver martolihem ish. By erech the bear b'nei silver martolihem ish b'nei silver martolihem ish ki yafli neder bechachon nefoshes l'ashem. The bear b'nei silver martolihem ish. Exact same words. Right, so the first seven words of the pasuk are exactly the same by both of them. Daber el bnei Yisrael, daber el bnei Yisrael, v'marto aleihem ish. So the seventh word in each pasuk is ish. Okay, so the Gemara. So why is the goy excluded? The same way you're including the goy by the din of erech that he could be nerach, you should include the goy over here also. So the Mor says, Shani Hachab, the Omar Kroa, here in the Parsha of the Dorm of Nozer, it says, Lo Aviv Ulimoy Lo Yitamo. Vimishi Yesh Lo Av, Yosef Kechob Mishain Lo Av. The concept of Avhus doesn't apply by God. So Mor says, And therefore, the Torah is talking about a person who's a Nazir, who has an av and a name, and part of his what he's undertaking in his Naziris is not to be metamed to them, even to them. The Mor says, really? The Mor says, when you say, but God doesn't have a concept of av, lamai. Ilay melinya Yerusha, that if the God does not have a din of av who's regards to Yerusha, so there is a din of Yerusha from a father to a son by a non-Jew. In Dinei Torah, there is a din of Yerusha from a father to a son by Goyim. The concept of Yerusha applies to Esav as well, to non-Jews as well. So the din of Yerusha applies to a Goy. Actually, the more in Kedushin does not. The more starts off with that pasuk. The more eventually ends up with a different pasuk. By the pasuk by Lot, actually. So al kaponim, there is a din of Yerusha. So what do you mean the God doesn't have a din of Av? The God does have a din of an Av. So the more el b'misha muzer al kibud aviv. The mitzvah of Nazir only applies to a person who has a din of av in regards to covet. But a goy is not muzer and keep it up a aim. So he doesn't have a din of zirish. The Mor says, Miksiv kabet avicha gabi Nazir. Yerusha is a hafka on the whole concept of av and aim. He said, if there's no din Yerusha, so it means we're not looking at this as a relationship which goes in what, with of a connection. So I understand you're saying Ein Lo Av means if he doesn't have Yerusha, he's called Ein Lo Av. The Pasuk says Lo Aviv Lo Yitamo. It's only an Av which you have mitzvah kibud. That's a mitzvah covenant. It's not the defining element of what Avhus is. So why should I think in your suggestion that this is true at Leva De'emes, that the din of Naziris of Avhus is telling somebody he's mitzvah kibud avim? What should I just in Nazir and kibud avim? If he wrote kibud avim next on Naziris, okay, you make us you darsha smichus, but we don't have that. The pasuk is excluding them from, because the Torah is describing a Nazir undertakes not to be metama to Aviv. He has a concept of Tumah, and he's not being metama even to Av Ve'em. But a Goy, Yotza Avichavim, Mishayin Lo Tumah. The Goy doesn't have the concept of Tumah. Mor says, really? So Mor asks, how do we know that? Well, let's see the Rosh until here. Talking about Russia, reading the Gemara. The Rebbe Nei Yisrael, the Nazir Ksiv, Sudarshan Meloy Loev the Kechav. Vermatolihem to include Avadim. Moras Akasha, Hamar to call Mitzvah Sheisha Chayevis Bo. Gemina Lo Lo Mi Isha. The Pasuk makes a Jerusha. The Mor makes a Gzeres Shava. It says Law by Isha. It says the word Law by Eved, actually by Shifcha. Darshan that a Eved and a Isha and a Eved Kanani Shifcha Kananis are equivalent in halacha. So if I know a woman can be undertake Naziris, I would assume an Eved as well. So why do I need a pasuk to be Marba Eved? So that's the Mor's kasha. The Mor answers Sanyachad Amar Kroa Lesar Yisrael Nafshoy, that only by a person who has bilus over his nefesh and he can undertake limitations on himself has a right, I would say, has a right to be a Nazir. Now, Zog the Rosh, probably have the high krub in the Dorim Ksiv, that this pasuk is written in Parshas Matos in regards to the Dorim, not regards to Naziris. Perakam and the Dorim, Makshinan Naziris Lin Dorim. The Torah equates Naziris and the Dorim. Milin Dor Neder Nozel Hazir. Because the Pasuk by Naziris says, Ishki, the Pasuk by Naziris starts off with Ishki Yafli Lin Dor Neder Nozel Hazir Lashem. So the Torah mentions in the Pasuk of undertaking Naziris, it calls it an act of being Neder and Neder. Sifrei Nemorot says in the beginning of the Dorim that we're marber, there's a din of Yad Yodis Nedorim. The Gemara says, how do we know this din of Yodis Naziris? There's a hekesh from Neder to Nozer. So similarly, so therefore I should apply. If it says by Nedorim, lesser Yisrael Nafshoi, which excludes an Eved, because it's not Nafshoi Kshaniyu Lois, he has no right to undertake these Isurim. So the Pasuk said that should be true by Naziris as well, which is equated to Nedorim. So I need a Pasuk. Remember, I told him to remember that an Eved can become a Nozer. Okay. So where it says, how do you know we're going nuts? It says, B'nai Yisrael and not Goyim. Where it says, really? What about by Arochin? Will I have the Chom Arichin, Shim Omar, Erki Alai? Or Erich Ploni Alai? Lemechayev. If the Goyim takes his own Erich, or even the Goyim undertakes Amin Mechayim himself to give that Erich of a Jew. So, he should be Chal. It's not Chal. Because it says by the Parsha of Arochin, B'nei Yisrael. Okay. Now, Yachol Lo Yehu Ne Arochin. Im Amin Yisrael Erich Ovid Kechavim Zeh Alai. I would think that maybe if the Jew is mechayim himself to give the erich of the goy, he's not chayim. Tam lamer ish. So well, that same phraseology, the Rebbe Nisim wants to tell him ish by erich is the exact same phraseology. Hachinami gabi nozer. So now, so I have a miyut of Bnei Yisrael and I have a ribu of ish. So by Arachin we say, well, there's two parts to it. There's the act of being ma'arich and the act of being the situation of being ne'arach. So we exclude the goy from being ma'arich. He cannot be mechayev himself to do it, but he's not excluded from being ne'arach. So what are you asking about Naziris? You're asking about Naziris. It says B'nai Yisrael, not goyim, but it also says ish. So you should be marbe. But by Erech, there's two things. So you exclude certain things and you marbe certain things. What are you suggesting by Naziris that we're going to exclude and then include? So Dr. Rosh. Ema Ahani Miut, we should accept the Miut of B'nai Yisrael to tell us that Eno Avichobim Noidrim, or should be Nozrim, Umevim Korban Ki Yisrael. They will not have a din of karbonos, but if Ahani Ribuya the Ish Shiei Shaleim Teres Nozer Shalishtus Uli Tam Lemesim, but the Isuri Nozer they should have, they become a Nozer. That's something which takes effect upon them, like being Nerach. But that which they're doing an action, bring like being Marach, they can't bring the Korban, which is similar to the idea of giving something to the Beis Hamikdash. So we remind them from doing the marich part, the hiskayvus part, to do no karbonus, but the isurim, something which takes effect upon themselves, he should be marba, that they should have that. Some more says no. The isurim of tumas mesim says not to a father, to a mother, they don't have an av. Yosef the chom shein lo av. He'll have enabat taras nesiris liyain ulatam the mesim. So if so, he doesn't fit into the parsha of nesiris. Hilchalekha the Medrash Hacha Ish the Rabbuye should be involved. I have a nun, whatever you have.
The Rabbuye.
With the Vav?
Yeah. Bab Yud.
Okay, good.
Bab Yud.
I have a nun. That's weird. What?
But to me, that's an
actual. Yeah. Fine. Not the rush. To me, Ali. B'nai Yisrael Lomali. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude a goy from B'nai Yisrael? The likely remember that my high crowd Lo Shaminan El Yain Betumas Mason. Once I have this miut of Av that the goy doesn't have Yain and Tumas Meis, so I also know he doesn't make Karbonis. So the Av excludes everything. It's only B'nai Yisrael for now. So Zot Rosh, maybe you'll suggest that Av teaches me the, it's about the Yisurim. So the Yisurim don't apply to a guy, but maybe the Karbonis, yes. B'nai Yisrael, no Karbonis. Maybe that's Pshat. The rest of that can't be. So Rosh, like, the Lech Lameimar, the Mehai Kroa, the Pasuk of Av, Lo Sheminon, El Yayin, Matumas Mesa. Vasa B'nai Yisrael, Lemutino, Mi Karbonis. Maybe the reason why you need B'nai Yisrael is, I only know from the Pasuk of Av, not a Goy, he doesn't have the Yisrael of Tumah, and we'll say the Tumah and Yain go together. The Yisrael he doesn't have, but Karbonis he should be Chai. B'nai Yisrael tells me no, he's not even Karbonis. So the Rosh, no, that's not an option. Why? It's not logical. Shiyavi Karbonis Nazir, Ha'ov Enelov Taras Nazir Klau. If he doesn't have the Dini Nazir, if he's Surim of Yayin and Mace and Tumas Mace, so what way is he a Nazir that he should be Karbonis? So obviously, once you're telling me that he doesn't have Yayin and Tumah, he doesn't have Nazir, he doesn't have Karbonis either. Okay. So to rush further, if you're willing to say that the exclusion of Av is a limited exclusion, it's not excluding everything. For our purposes, Karbonis. I'm telling you that Av, I'm asking a question, Av excludes everything. So you're telling me, no, Av doesn't exclude everything. So therefore, Karbonis, I wouldn't know. So you know, it's like the rush. You know what? I have a question then. Maybe it's only excluding Tumah, but Yain, he's still Chayiv. So the answer is you're saying, no, it's not logical. The exclusion is he's not in the parsha at all. So then he has no karbonis either. Once you're not drawing a line, there's no line to draw. So the Rosh, if we would accept that the pasuk is a limited exclusion, and that's why I need a separate pasuk for karbonis, so then I have another question. The katya name of mish ein lo av is matamal mesim, but from the word ish, which we said by erich is marba something, is marba narba shalso lishus yayin. Elavane high kroa lekel midrash and lechasoyin. So we're not willing to darshan lechasoyin. So it's tumah, yayin, and also kabbonis. So what do you bnei yourself for? Veneer alarm the high kroa loy havi shemin and midi ilav deceive bnei yisrael. I would not have looked at the pasuk of Av as being a pasuk which is there to exclude an exclusionary phrase only in conjunction with B'nai Yisrael. The beginning of the parasha says B'nai Yisrael. Then it says later on, Av. I say, ah. We're talking about an Av, which is the type of Av which B'nai Yisrael has. So the Av only becomes an exclusion based on B'nai Yisrael. Elabosa, see B'nai Yisrael, Osya Hakdrosh, Lafuke, Mribuye, the Ish. Fine. Shenemar Yerushalay Sovah Satis Harsiir Nitin Loy Larisha Labanov. The pasuk describes that this is something which is given to Esav to be a Yerusha as an ongoing ownership, which means it would go past from generation to generation, which means he has Yerusha. Miksiv Kibbut Avon Yenozer. So not the rush. So the same way you're asking that I don't see any logical connection between Kibbut Avaim and Nazir, so I don't see a connection between Yerusha and Nazir. So what is the lack of Yerusha is considered a valid connection? The more, yeah, but he does have Yerusha. But if it, had it been true that he doesn't have Yerusha, we would say, aha, Nazir, it can't be a Nazir because he doesn't have Yerusha. So the Kapinos doesn't keep it up. What's the difference? Tell the Rosh no. Well, the Eloi Parach makes him Yerushal and Yenazir. We didn't ask that question before. You're tying the Zeris to Yerusha. What's the second? What, it doesn't say Yerusha by Nazir. The Pshita, the Iker Av, Ling Yerushahu. Over there, that makes it logic tells me that Avus is in regards to Yerusha. So he doesn't have Yerusha, he's not an Av. And that's what the puzzle is saying. He has to be an Av. But you cannot say, since he doesn't have Kibbutz Abayim, he means he's not an Av. He's an Av without the mitzvah, Kibbutz Abayim. That's the Morish Kash.
So the pasuk says there's an issur being metame. God doesn't have diri tumah. If he touches the mace, he doesn't become tame. So minole shein lo tumah. So how do we know that? How do we know that a goy doesn't have a din of a goy touches a mace? How do we know that he's not mekabel tumah? There's nothing more. The first line in Samach Alpha Bay is Menolan de Les Lahu Tumah. So how do we know that a goy doesn't have a din of tumah? If he touches the mace, he doesn't become tame. In the beginning of Parshas Chukas, when the Torah goes to the whole parsha of Paraduma and Dinei Tumas Mace, it says Veisha sheyitmor v'lo yischato, a person who became tame and did not go through the Torah process of Paraduma, and he goes into the base of Mikdash v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi mitecha kohol. So v'darshin mi sheyesh l'kohol yotzeh she'en l'kohol. A Jew is part of a kohol. He's part of this greater reality, greater tzibur. A guy doesn't have a concept of kohol. So the parsha of Tuma is that a person who's that the concept of a he of chorus from the kohol is applicable to him. That's where the Torah writes the din of Tuma. The Mor says, Mimai, where do you see that in the pasuk? Dilma chorus to dilma michayev. Avitzmuye mitami. Where do you see that the dinei tuma are dependent on being part of the, whether he's chayav chorus or not? He's memuyah from chorus. He doesn't have a call. It doesn't mean he doesn't become tameh. Amar kra. Some more answers. It says he's a tahor ala tameh. Kol sheyesh la tahara yesh la tuma. And the parsha of Tahara, Paraduma, it says, so the din of Mei Nidah, referring to the Rashi's over there, means the ashes of the Paraduma, the process of putting into the water and sprinkling and being matar, that is only the Lashon Nidah, where there's Lashon of throwing. Rashi says that Pasuk says in Daniel, Vayadu Evan Bi, they threw stones at me. Rashi says it in Parshas B'Shalach also. It says Ramavayom. Rashi says it in B'Shalach. Rashi says it also Yerovayom. Rashi says it also Yereh by the. Parshas Yisroel, there the lashon of the targum is ishtaduya ishtadua. So Rashi says, what does ishtaduya ishtadua mean? It's throw it. Means to throw it. It says v'yadu evin bi. So the mei nida are the waters of sprinkling, the waters of what we throw on the person. But it says the bnei yisrael the mishmeres the mei nida. So the goy doesn't have a parsha of taris paraduma. So he doesn't have tuma. The Mor says, where do you see that? Where do you see, because it says he's a Torah al Tomei, that the definition of Tomei is somebody who could potentially could be Torah? What we see in the Pasuk. So more answers, Amar Kroa, Mishashayitmo Belo Yishchato. So it says it twice. So the second pasuk is extra to tell me that Tomei and Yishchato go together. So since he cannot be Mishchato, because he doesn't have the parsha of Taurus Paraduma, he doesn't have the din Tuma to start with. Okay. So that's our thought process. Why we're excluding the goy from Naziris, because Naziris applies to somebody as a parsha of Tuma, and a goy is not a parsha of Tuma. Let's see the rush. And my rush is back on an Aleph. Four lines up. So the concept of the kohol doesn't apply by a goy. The Mor says, okay.
The Makaris is a Makayim. But Tumi does have. So the Rosh, I understand. The person, if the you're talking about the purpose of the pasuk is excluded from Tumah, from Karis, and every other Karis in the Torah that the guy has, of course he doesn't have Karis. It only makes sense that the purpose of the pasuk is excluded from the Tumah, not from the Karis. Because Karis, I know anyway, doesn't have. Tema, my it's Sorek, Lamute, Mehai Karis, Tvei, Mikol, Shar, Krisis, Shabbatara. So to Rosh, you know what? You're right. B'shem Ein Kan Yitzura, the Urkei that crawl in Michtav and Ichus on Nefesh Ahi Mitoch Amo and Mitoch Hakohol. So it's not a question that the pasuk has come, the Nesher pasuk to tell me not a goy. It's just Mamela Nishma in the pasuk. But the more say, okay, but that which is Mamela Nishma in the pasuk is an exclusion in Chorus, like general. But not more that there's, if it's an extra pasuk, you're right. It can't be coming from Chorus. Because he obviously doesn't have Chorus. Must be telling me the Din Tumah. But it's not an extra pasuk. That's how the Torah writes it, Mitocha Kohol, Mitocha Amor, etc. That's a standard usage. So therefore, the more it says, I don't see more than Chorus.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Just make sure I understand. So, by Goyim, there's no Tumah whatsoever.
Goyim's not Megabal Tumah. Correct. Goyim touches the veil, he's not Tumah. Touches the mace, he's not Tumah.
So then, okay.
Does like Chori Tumah as well?
He does.
Does.
Yeah. Well.
That's what we said before. Like by the Dinei Chutzlar.
The last
saying
the by Tumas Mace, I'm sure he generates. Oil, Rosh Shimon Yochai says he doesn't have a din of oil. There is a din of maga by Tumas Mace. Vast Rishonim say there's also a din of masa by Tumas Mace of a goy. There's a Shita's Urayim, which hold there's no din of masa by mace akum, but every all the other rishonim argue on that. A goy is excluded from there's tumas ziva, and those type of things don't apply to him either, and therefore the midaraisa, a goy can't become a zov. So the law is that the zov, the emission of the ziva has a tumah. Besides the person coming to me, the emission has tumah. The goy's emission doesn't have the tumah. Simply, he doesn't become a zov. His emission doesn't have tumah derives. So saying goy does have a tumah, that's he generates tumah. His body, his dead body, generates tumah. Kosein l'tar ein l'tumah. When we call him ein l'tar, the tzibah ha'ishal ibnay Yisrael, the mishmeres ha'meini da, mashal ibnay Yisrael, lo lebnay chabim. So the guy is excluded. Plus, it's ladas ibnay Yisrael, the mishmeres. B'dibat tar hu deloy habyelahu ha'tumah I habyelahu. Where do you see the two go together? Because it's Torah and Tomei. We crawled, if he's a Torah, let me out there. There would be Parakam and the Yuma, Dorish, they would be Kibir, Rabban, and the Drosh Achriti. So we need that puzzle for something else. So it's not excluding a goy. That's an extra pasuk. So the first pasuk is an extra. The second pasuk is extra. Tell me that the two go together, Tara and Tumah go together. Or alternatively, that it's not because it's an extra pasuk, but hekesh when the Torah writes two things together, and there seems to be some connection, that's called a hekesh. So isha sheyitmah v'lo yischatos. The definition of tuma is based on not being miskata. Well, a goy doesn't have chitur that you can say his definition of tuma is totally not being miskata. So that's a logical connection. That I don't need an extra pasuk for that. Okay. Narvachar by Yaakov. Says, you know what? Um, We said, how do we know a goy not? Because he doesn't have av. Versus Yerusha, he has Yerusha. Kibbut Avayim, no connection. Well, because it doesn't have tumah. So, Rabbi just said, let's go back to this point of avhus. I want to revive the answer of avhus. That even though goy has Yerusha, he doesn't have all dinah Yerusha. Why? Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar shani hocha damar krua v'isnachaltem v'isomim v'neichem achareichem. So that a Jew who owns an Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani goes through Yerusha from father to son. A goy does not have a din of Yerusha that he's merish his Eved to his child. So the goy's the Yerusha of a goy is not a full Yerusha. So there is a limit in the avhus, even in regards to Yerusha, that a goy's Yerusha is not the same. You said the goy doesn't have Yerusha, he doesn't have av. The guy with Yerusha, that's true to some extent. So, kol sheyesh lo nachla yesh lo tumah. Now, over here, the tumah means the isra of loviv lo yitamah. Whoever has a full nachla has a din of loviv lo yitamah. Kol sheyesh lo nachla, if he doesn't have a full din of nachla, ain lo tumah. Doesn't have the din of loviv lo yitamah. Moore says, if that drasha is true, so why do we exclude Avodim? We're saying Avodim have a din of Nozer, but they don't have it in Yerusha. So we could have asked that question before in that drush of Yerusha. So the more that we got a problem. So the more it fell off of that whole drush. So the issue was Tumah. An Avid Kanani becomes Tumah. He has Dini Tumah, like an Isha. So the Gemara's answer before that we moved away from Avos and we went to Yerush to Tumah will answer the question of Evid. If you want to revive the first teretz of Yerusha, we could have asked the question before, but we dealt with an internal problem. But there's an external problem. If that drush is true, and that's why you exclude a goy, how can you include an Evid? It's the same problem. So Moore says therefore that can't be the source. Okay. Then Rava says another pshat. Let's do the rush. I'll leave the rush hanging for 3 days, 5 days. Shani Hocha the Tzibi is Alchadam Mesam Levnechem Echarechem. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mehadra Shniya Delial. He's going back on the earlier point conversation. Mishiyesh Li Av in Yerusha. We excluded the only person has Av. Parklay Mehad the Biyerchem Number Avik Chavim Yerush Is Aviv Devar Tera. So Goy does have Yerusha. That was the Morse Kash. It was Rav Acha the Shniya Hach Pircha. He's going back to answer that question. Look me Lahai Shniya and to therefore instate that pshat of Yerusha is valid. The Mishiyesh Le'av called Din Yerusha Amur Batara. If he has all Din Yerusha, Af Linyan Lahanchal Av Din Livnoi Yesh Le'tuma V'yesh Le'bchal Laviv Le'mi Lo Yitama. But therefore, there's no din of giving it over Yerusha to the son. He explains why in a second. Therefore, he's not called a full Av. He's excluded in regards to some of the din of Yerusha. And that means that he's not the Av of Laviv Lo Yitamo. Now, why is it that a goy doesn't have Yerusha? So the more I say like this, Sharei Av La Atzma Lo Haya Gufa Eved Konui. The more says that when a Jew owns Eved Kanani, he owns the Gufa of the Eved. A goy never owns the Gufa of his Eved. He has a monetary arrangement of his chayvus for service. So it's a his chayvus between the two parties. He doesn't own the Eved. So even by the when he purchases the eved, he doesn't own the goof of the eved. Kishim be getting perikah shaleach atem kadem mihem lahem kadem mikem lahem kadem zemizeh. That the pasuk says that a Jew can be kind of a goy. They cannot, goy cannot be kind of Jews, and they cannot be kind of each other either. They're not really kind of. He doesn't really own it. So he doesn't own it. How can we marish it? Hilkoch enem b'chal lo bivi l'molo yitemo. Im kein avodim nami. If so, l'mayta mehai kroa shigam eved im nosloi eved amanah shein l'rabi rishus poi. So an eved has ownership. Eved has ownership. Everything eved owned belongs to the master. No, but the law is if you give it to eved, if a person is mocked to the eved something, amanah shein l'rabi rishus poi, it belongs to the eved, not to the master. So let's say they were mocked an eved to the eved. So he's kind of amanah shein l'rabi rishus poi. He gets an eved. Now the eved died. So to give this eved over to his son, the owner eved, right? So no, shigam eved im nosu loy eved amanah shein l'rabi rishus poi eno marisha levano livnoi can appreciate. He's excluded from ownership. So to Rosh on second, Bakashali, that pasuk that a goy can't be kind of an eved is by goy. Maybe an eved Kanani who's partially Jew could be kind of an eved. Bakashali the dafki can be of the chavim who the meaning v'lehem kind of zemizet. V'eved yotzi mekhalal of the chavim v'chol dini kinyonim dinu ki Yisrael. So Zot Rosh nupshat the Gemara. Nearly the farish devarim enam beklal shum yerusha v'lo yarish ovi v'lo merish memoina levnoi. The eved ain't lo yoresh because the children don't belong to him. The problem is a more basic problem. His children belong to his master, not to him. So there's no din yerusha from an eved to his son because we don't see a connection between father and son over there. So then this question really belongs before. The more discarded that Teretz for another reason. If they had the more accepted that pshat before, we would have asked, what about Evan? But we had an internal problem over there. But once we're trying to reinstate this pshat, we say, can't be because Evan's going to be shmir. Okay.